This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 12, 2023, and I'm Danny Ingram. Oklahoma has executed its first death row inmate this year. Scott Eisenberg was pronounced dead by lethal injection at 10:15 a.m. this morning. He is the eighth death row inmate to be killed since the state resumed capital punishment in October of 2021 after a six-year moratorium. Eisenberg was convicted in the 2003 beating death of 76-year-old A.J. Cantrell. He was also sentenced to 150 years in prison for the shooting death of 70-year-old Patsy Cantrell. Oklahoma has 10 more executions scheduled this year and 20 total before the end of 2024. Governor Kevin Stitt is reshaping two state boards he's occasionally been at odds with. OPMX's Robbie Korth reports on the new-look State Board of Education and Veterans Commission.
Stitt is retaining two members of the State Board of Education, Trent Smith and Sarah LePack, who were both appointed by him in the last 2 years. Every other member, including a homeschool parent, an energy executive, and a conservative former state representative candidate, will be new. The moves come as new State Superintendent Ryan Walters gets ready to shape a new era at the State Department of Education. Stitt also terminated four of the Veterans Commission's members, including its chairman. The governor has been trying to oust Veterans Commission Executive Director Joel Kinsel after he challenged Stitt in the GOP primary last year. The commission had been protecting him. All of Stitt's appointees to the boards must be approved by the Senate, where Republicans hold a supermajority. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs is proposing new rules to protect a massive collection of oil and gas rights belonging to the Osage Nation after decades of criticism that the U.S. has mismanaged their estate. OPMX's Allison Herrera has more.
The last time the BIA updated the protections of the Osage Nation's mineral estate was in 1974. According to a statement released on Thursday, the federal agency will weigh increasing the amount of money oil and gas producers put up in the form of bonds, which they say would better protect the Osage Nation when companies default. It will also consider detailed requirements for how oil and gas produced from the mineral estate is measured. Assistant Secretary of the Interior Brian Newland says the federal government has a fiduciary and trust responsibility to the Osage Nation and that the department will be consulting with the tribal nation about these and other proposed revisions in the near future. I'm Allison Herrera.
And to learn more about the proposed regulations, go to kgou.org. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving grants to small businesses in what it says is an ongoing effort to give rural communities the resources they need to thrive. But as KGOU's Jack Franklin reports, the deadline to apply is just around the corner.
According to the USDA, all sorts of rural public entities are eligible to receive grant funding. Towns, communities, nonprofits, higher education institutes, federally recognized tribes, and more. To qualify for rural business development grant funding, the entity must have fewer than 50 new workers and less than $1 million in gross revenue. Although there is no maximum grant amount, smaller grants will be given priority. Businesses will be selected based on economic need, evidence of local job creation, experience, and consistency with local economic development priorities. Applications for grants end February 28th at 4:30 p.m. I'm Jack Franklin.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website at kgou.org and follow us on social media. We also invite you to subscribe to the KGOU AM News Brief with host Nick Daniels.